You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
All right, time for the Entrepreneur Zone here on Zone Radio. It is 13 minutes past four, and we welcome back Taryn Lott-Capito. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Richard. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. And the last time you were here with a young lady who I remember as Coco.
Yes, Chanel David from Kula Cosmetics.
Right. And this afternoon you are speaking to a gentleman goes by the name of Katlego Montewa. Have I got that right?
Yes, yes, you got that right.
Okay, cool. And he is the CEO from Promage, is it? Consulting. And I'm going to leave it to Taryn to have a chat to him about the Youth Start Entrepreneurial Challenge, where she was one of the facilitators.
Correct.
All right, over to you.
Thank you so much, Richard, and good afternoon to all the listeners today. I've got the great pleasure of introducing Katlego from Promage Consulting, and he's going to share a bit about his story and his involvement in the Youth Start competition. So I'm going to ask Katlego to introduce himself. But first, just my name is Taryn Lott-Capito from Empowerlink Services. I was one of the co-facilitators of the program. And so over to you.
Thank you so much, Taryn. Yes, my name is Katlego, and I'm the founder of Promage Consulting, and I'm really excited to be here.
Great. Do you want to tell us a bit about your business and what it does, and how have you helped your clients prior to starting or prior to your journey with the Youth Start competition?
Yeah, sure. So basically, I studied civil engineering. And I've worked in the construction industry for over 12 years. And working in the industry, I've worked with a lot of small, medium-sized construction companies. And I've experienced firsthand the challenges that a lot of construction companies face, which has inspired me actually to start Promage Consulting. What we do, we offer digital innovative solutions for construction companies, how they can automate their manual processes and start adapting digital processes. For example, there's a company that we worked with that was really struggling with managing their time and attendance efficiently. And they started implementing our software where they could automate that whole process to manage their timesheets and their payroll. And within our software, we also provide solutions on how construction companies can track their resources, their production on site, as well as their assets that they are using on site for better production management. So we're all about advancing the construction industry through innovation and technology.
Great. That's impressive, Katlego, and so well-deserved that you were in the top 10. So can you share five lessons that you learned throughout the Youth Start competition, and what advice you would give to the entrepreneurs out there?
Sure, five lessons. Well, the experience was really amazing. You know, like when you have to pitch to a group of adjudicators, because what that does, right, it actually gives you a platform to talk about your business, but also to get feedback, feedback that can help you grow as an entrepreneur. And also it helps build your confidence when you speak about your business. Just generally in terms of pitching, what I've learned is when you pitch, it's important to know your audience. So know what it is that they are expecting and pitch to that specifically. I think also when you pitch, you need to make sure that you are clear and concise. You don't have to use, you know, unnecessary jargon, but really just be straight to the point. Another lesson was when you are pitching, be passionate. Like, be passionate about your business, be passionate about your brand and what it is that you are selling. Another lesson was practice. I think, you know, whenever you are about to pitch, make sure that you don't just wing it, you know, but everything that you learn about pitching, and when you put your pitch together, practice it, because practice makes perfect. And then lastly, I would say one thing that I've learned is identify what makes you unique as an entrepreneur and as a business, and don't be afraid to put that out there, like in your pitch, to say this is our unique selling point.
Great. That's some great tips that you've shared there. And so it's be passionate, practice, know your audience, and be unique as well. So what is unique about your business?
I think what's unique about ProMage Consulting is the fact that, as I mentioned, we've been in the industry for over 12 years, and we've worked firsthand with a lot of construction companies. So we are quite familiar with industry standards. So our software, it really gives our customers or construction industry, construction business owners the peace of mind to know that when they use our software, they will be industry compliant, and it's going to basically give them exactly what they need, because we've been in the industry, we know the challenges, we know the ins and outs and what's required for construction companies to be compliant.
Great. And just talk to us about the actual training that you received. How much did that impact your pitching?
Oh, I think the Youth Start competition, the training that we got from there, it really, really helped me grow in terms of pitching, because, I mean, I was able to not just learn how to pitch, but through that whole experience, I was also able to connect with a lot of people that are also in alignment with what I'm doing. So in other words, I was able to make a lot of connections. That was really great. And also, I was able to, like I said, build my confidence and speak more confidently about my business, which is something that is really great, you know.
That's amazing. I'm going to interject now and ask Richard if he's got any comments or anything he'd like to ask you.
No, I think that I don't have a question, just an observation. So when we're talking, other entrepreneurs are listening to us out there, and we're talking here specifically about pitching, and it is pitching that is used in a scenario like the entrepreneur challenge, okay, the Youth Start challenge. But essentially, pitching is selling.
Yeah.
In the bottom line, and what you're learning here is not only to pitch your business to a group of adjudicators, but to me, if I'm a construction company, it's about being able to sell yourself. And clearly you've done that successfully, otherwise you wouldn't have achieved what you have achieved at Youth Start. But essentially, pitching is about being able to tell somebody who you think needs your services how you can benefit them. So pitching can be replaced by selling or presenting to a customer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100% there. I think that it is about understanding the problem and what is your customer's problem and how you're going to solve that and what benefits basically you're going to add in their lives if it's going to be peace of mind because the construction systems is so efficient and there's no errors or a limited amount of manual errors, for example. Yeah.
The business that you have, is it limited to what you've spoken about are largely administrative functions, so managing stock on site, managing resources on site, managing people's clock cards and timesheets and things like that. Is there anything and you are a qualified civil engineer, so is there anything that you do on the actual structural side that is of assistance to a construction company? So do you have software, for argument's sake, on how, you know, to, I don't know what it is, stress and, you know, that type of stuff?
No. Our software, it just offers that sort of administrative relief on a construction site. However, what I can tell you is when we started with just one offering. Mm. And that was, just the recording of the daily activities on our app, and as well as tracking your day-to-day cost and expenses on your construction site. But because of the problems that a lot of construction companies face and we work with them, we then started to upgrade and we started to develop other features as well. So as we grow, I think we'll eventually get to a point where we offer more solutions to actual problems that a lot of construction companies are facing out there. But at the moment, it's just, that administrative relief services.
Awesome.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you, Katlego. So just in terms of the actual offering, it's important to evolve and listen and as you said, make it more bespoke and add additional things. So I'm going to ask a question around your motto and what you stand for, and tell us a bit about that.
Okay, so our motto is advancing construction through technology, and it's you know, like, I've seen the way, let me say it like this. When I look at Cape Town, right, because I'm from Cape Town, when I look at Cape Town, Cape Town is a beautiful city, right? Like the infrastructure, it's totally beautiful. And it's actually construction workers who have developed it like this. They go out there, they do the practical work. And as they do this practical work, I see a lot of companies that have poured out, but at the same time, they close their doors or they're not able to grow, right? So we're living in a time and era where there's technology that's available to help these companies, because I want them to keep operating. I want them to keep contributing to the beautiful infrastructure that we have. So that's really the thing that really drives me, like our motto, like how can we help these companies sustain themselves using technology? How can we advance them with technology so that they keep up to date and they can remain sustainable? Because, I mean, in the time that we're living in right now, you got to be sustainable and you got to make use of technology. And if you're not going to adapt to technology, somehow, sometime it's going to catch up to you. So that's the thing that really drives me to help smaller, medium-sized construction companies out there. And our motto is really to advance them so that they can be sustainable.
Great. That sounds amazing. And then, you know, things aren't always rosy.
Yeah.
Okay. As an entrepreneur, you face challenges. And one of the things that keeps you going is understanding your why and what's important to you to keep this boat, to keep your business sustainable. So please tell us, what is your why? And why is that important to you specifically?
I think my why is it stems from my experience, like having worked with a lot of construction companies, having been in the industry for more than 12 years. I've seen the struggles that the guys on the ground face, you know, like they might be great from a technical perspective, like in terms of doing the actual work, they know how to build like the best bridge or, you know, how to lay the best pipes, but they don't necessarily have the business skill or the project management skill. And as a result, they end up struggling in their business. And when I see that, because I've seen it so many times, right? Because of the person that I am, I want to help. And that's really my why. Like, I want to help. I want to empower them, because that one construction company, it provides employment to such a lot of people. And I don't want that construction company to close its doors or to run out of business. So if it's just project management skills or innovation or whatever help that we can do, I'm going to do that. I'm going to help. And it's purely because I studied civil, I'm in the industry, this is what I know, so I'm going to help, I'm going to empower, because I don't want to see no businesses like really struggle.
That sounds so inspiring, and thank you so much for your time and what you're doing in creating a positive social impact, not just advancing innovation in construction. So thank you so much, Katlego. And on that note, I'm handing back to Richard.
All right. Well, I just want to say congratulations. You sound very passionate about your business, and I'm delighted that the city offers a program like this and that you did well in it. And wish you well going forward, and certainly hope that you can keep some of those businesses in working, which ordinarily may face some kind of hurdle that would eventually enforce enclosure or closure. So thank you for your efforts, and thank you for being here this afternoon, both of you.
Thanks, Richard, and have a great day further. Thanks,
you
listeners.
You too. Go well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.